1. Begin transmission.
Oh yes, once again, if you are hearing that, it means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe, I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm getting out of my car. Here, where is here? Here at Heron Haven, of course. I'm not the only person here. And why are there sticks pointing up over there? I don't know. And boy, oh boy, it just hit me. What just hit me, you might be asking? The wave of perfume. As I said, I am not the only person here. There's one other vehicle here, and it's one of those tall minibuses, the kind that I most often associate with being airport shuttles. And this particular airport shuttle is from a retirement home, and it has brought a dozen ladies here to enjoy the sights and sounds of Heron Haven. And it's a lot of perfume on the wind. Okay, so anyway, it's another strange day. Strange in that it's very cool, relatively. It's about 72 degrees, 74 degrees maybe. That is, of course, in Fahrenheit. And there's a cool breeze. Not as windy as it was yesterday. But the sun is out. If you're staying out of the sun, it's nice and cool. And I'm here to see some dudes. But I don't know if I'm going to see any dudes today. I'm looking around. Trying to find my dudes. And these nice weather days, a lot of people have been coming out, and so haven't been seeing any of my dudes lately. Yesterday, I was going to go to the secret mushroom grounds. But when I got there, they were having some kind of bike race or bicycle event. And there was more cars in the parking lot than I'd ever seen, plus some tents set up. Not tents, but, you know, those awning things that people like to put up. Anyway, so I'm walking around the corner, approaching the sub pond. My feet really hurt today. Okay, here we are at the sub pond. The occasional frog, but no other dudes. What's that out there? Is that a turtle? Is there a turtle out there? There's something out there. I can't really tell what it is. Maybe it's just a stick. I don't know. Okay, so. Although it is sunny, we're going to have to go look out at the boardwalk. So let's go out there and see if we can find anybody hanging out here in the water. Okay, on the boardwalk, I can hear a bullfrog. Roont, roont. He's grootin' and a haruntin'. And it is very sunny. And there are no dudes. There are some frogs. Frogs here, frogs there, frogs on sticks, frogs swimming. But as I look around, yeah, no dudes. Just lots of frogs. lots of frogs sing reep and the occasional harunt. There are, of course, dragonflies everywhere. And what else we got? I hear a truck beeping up. Is that the bus with the ladies' auxiliary leaving? I don't know, but I'm heading back into the forest. In the sun, it's just a little bit too hot. What's that smell? Something kind of stinky right in here. Well, that reminds me, I think I had a dream about a skunk. Of course I did. Why do my feet hurt? That's really unusual. Not. Oh, I must have been running in my sleep again. Oh yeah. That thing that I thought was a stick, I'm back at the sub pond. It has changed shape, and as I'm looking at it, it's moving. That is most assuredly a turtle. And it is a large one. It is a snapper! That's nice. And he's raising his head out of the water. He's looking at me. Hi, snapper! I haven't seen a snapper in a while. Look at that guy. He's just hanging out. What's he doing out there? He's just sitting around, probably waiting for some fish to swim by so he can give them a chomp. Alright. Well, we might as well keep moving. I've got the little camera with me today. And I thought it was supposed to rain. They were talking about, what is today, Friday? They were talking earlier this week, they said, they being the Weather Channel, the outrageously and notoriously inaccurate Weather Channel, at least for my area. Where you live, they might be spot on, but around here, hill. So they said it was going to rain on Thursday. That was yesterday. Today's Friday, right? I don't know. And well, it didn't rain. I'm wondering, did it rain overnight? I don't think it did. I went to bed late-ish, around 3. I didn't hear any rain. And I'm not seeing any signs of rain right now. There's no, puddles or anything around. And with the kind of humidity we've been having the last week or so, the water's not going to evaporate before I see it. So I'm pretty sure we got no rain. Got some birds flapping around here. Bird, bird, bird. Bird, bird, bird. Hi, birds. All right, let's go into the wall blind. See if there's anything happening in the back half of the billabong. And I'm looking. And yeah, there's nothing going on. There's some birds flying around. But no dudes. I do not see any dudes. Huh. All right. Well, out to the big blind, I guess we go. Right after we walk around Frog Harbor here. What's going on in Frog Harbor? Nothing, just some frogs hanging out on logs. Wait, is there something back there? No. What's going on over here? Sounds like something's in the bushes. Must be birds, because I don't see any dudes. And we're off. Heading out towards the blind. Look at all those frogs down there. Do-do-do-do. Frogs on sticks. Is this a web? It's a web coming up here. It's a low one, though. So anyway, as I look around in the forest here for some dudes, sometimes I see my deer buddies right around in here. I keep hearing things. What am I hearing? Apparently nothing. Okay. So anyway, I saw this movie last night. It was kind of weird. Not something you'd think I would normally watch, but it was called Miss Pettigrew Lives for a Day, starring Frances McDormand, Amy Adams, and a few other fairly well-known people whose names escape me at the moment. But it was kind of interesting. It was this period piece, this pre-war, and by war I do mean World War II, thing set in England, and it was kind of interesting. Wait, what was that noise? I'm not sure even why I watched it. You know, it started up, and it's like, oh, I'll see what this is. And I don't know, somehow it kind of hooked me. It was a pretty lighthearted sort of movie, but I see a frog in the turtle reproduction pond. There's a western painted turtle on a log, and a single duck out there. And I hear a squirrel chewing on a walnut somewhere above me. But I watched the movie and I thought it was pretty good. You know, generally speaking. And I like Amy Adams. I think she's funny. I think she's kind of typecast, but she's, you know, sort of typecast well. She does what she does very well. She was pretty good. Frances McDormand was good, and there was a bunch of people in it. And it was a beautiful looking movie, you know, because it's, you know, set in 1939 or whenever. So lots of, you know, period clothes and cars and locations. It was pretty good. So into the big blind we go. What have we got out here? Four ducks and a turtle, a western painted turtle, are sitting on the new log. There's at least half a dozen ducks swimming in the duckweed straight out from the blind. And then, over there in the delta, we've got, at least two dozen ducks just hanging out, doing their ducky business, having a fun ducky time. I'm looking around, I don't see any herons or any other dudes. And as I say that, a bullfrog starts croaking. Roont, roont, roont. So that's nice. It's kind of hot here in the blind just because the sun is shining on it. Diddly ding, diddly dong. I'm trying to stand in the shade. Yeah, when that sun is hitting you directly, it's a little unpleasant. But when you're standing in the shade, the nice cool breeze is refreshing. So I'm walking out of the big blind, and I'm slowly walking back the way I came. And I just remembered, I think today is grocery store day, except I don't remember what it was I was going to buy at the grocery store. I got waffles. I don't remember what I needed at the store. So I guess we're not doing that. Oh boy. Now I smell a new smell. Which way is the wind blowing? That's a very musky smell. That is a smell of an animal. Where's my animal? And what is that smell? It's not skunk. It's not muskrat. That's, am I smelling fox or mink? I can't smell it anymore. Well, there it is. Where's my dude? There's a dude around here somewhere. Which way's the wind blowing? I can't really tell. I'm gonna walk up the hill a little bit. Not very far, because we can't really go very far before we run into a lot of nettles. But what if I get up here? What do I see? Nothing. Although there's something weird in this funny little cut here. Oh, it's some kind of poop emoji pillow thingy. Alright, just what we don't need. Huh, where's... Wow. I just got a real strong whiff of it. We got... Do we have a deer standing around here somewhere? Jeez. Okay, very mysterious. I wonder if there's something at the top of this hill. Is there a dude up there? Too bad we can't really go any further. Interesting. Where's my dudes? Where's my dudes? Wow. It's really strong right here. Did the fox come through here and just mark this trail up? Is that the deal? What? Wow. Okay. So that was a fun little distraction. Where's my dudes? I can smell them, but I can't find them. They're around here somewhere. Alright, so we might as well just keep walking. Oh boy. Man, my feet are sore. That's weird. Don't think I really did all that much walking yesterday. Maybe I did more than I thought. Okay. I think I just heard something else suspicious. It's just birds. Birds get in the bushes and they start flipping around and they make sounds like, oh, there's gonna be dudes nearby. Oh my god, there's my dude. There's my baby deer right there. One. How many deer we got? Two. Oh, two lovely deer. Hi, it's my mommy deer and my baby deer. Hello, how are you guys? And this is the spot where we always see them. Oh, look at that mommy. She's looking right back at me. She's got her face in the sun. She looks so nice. Oh no, she's walking away. And the baby's still looking at me. Hi, my friend. Hello, my baby friend. And these guys are what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8 meters away. And now they're... Oh, it's two babies. They're walking up the ridge. Doo-doo-doo-doo. One mommy and two babies. Oh, that was so nice. I wonder... They went up the ridge. I wonder if we can go back over to... I'm heading back. I'm going back over to the path that leads up the hill because... They might be heading in that direction. You know, I thought I smelled something. I smelled our deer buddies. The mommy and two babies. The mommy and two babies. And the two babies were still pretty babyish. They were small and had the white spots and stripes on them still. Well, yeah, we're not going to see them, but we're going to check anyway. They're hiding back there in the deep foliage now. Yeah, I'm looking up the path that goes up the hill and I can't see them. They are hiding up on the ridge. Yay! We finally spotted some dudes. And I tried to take a picture, but they moved before my little camera could focus on them. Oh, yay. Yay for baby deers. Now, see, I can't see them, but I know where they are. They are right up there, hiding in one of their favorite places to hide. Oh, so awesome. That's one of the inaccessible areas of Herrenhaven. Wait, is that a head? No. Yay! Yay, we saw some dudes. 3 deer. 2 babies and a mommy. Oh, excellent. Life is great. Especially when you find some dudes. Yay! They went right up there. Do 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 do. I wonder if... Yeah, probably not, but... Where they are on the ridge might be visible from Old Maple Road. But, oh, no, they're hiding. Okay, so... That was exciting. Right when you don't think you're gonna find any dudes, then suddenly, dudes. So that was great. Makes it all worthwhile for me. Yay, and it's gonna make me happy for the rest of the day, because for the rest of the day I'll be thinking, I saw those dudes. Yay. And that'll hold me over until I start watching my Australian rules football that is going to be on tonight at 11 o'clock p.m. local time. That'll be fun because I like to watch that game. All right, so wait, why am I walking through here? For some reason, I was on automatic pilot and I turned into the wall blind again. So is there anything going on in the billabong? No. What was that? I heard another sound. I'm gonna look over into the forest here. Oh, no, I hear people voices. So I'm not all that far away from Old Maple Drive. And there's houses over there, there's the golf course over there. So you can kind of hear stuff on occasion. And I don't see any dudes. Not that I'd be able to see them anyway. It's, you know, a densely packed forest. But there is a bush or a tree or something moving strangely back there. Sort of a dude back there? We're going to go back in there and check for dudes. I hear another bullfrog. Roomed. Roomed. He's a loud one. Grunt, grunt. Well, the forest is so dense here that... Oh. What is going on? It's a squirrel freakout. That's why that tree was moving. Apparently some squirrels are chasing each other back there and they just created all kinds of drama. And one of them is just mad as hell screaming at the other one. Which has caused another squirrel 100 yards that way to start freaking out too. They're just wigging out squirrels. Okay. So. I found a piece of a walnut shell. It's been all chewed up by squirrelies. It looks really cool. I'm gonna just grab this little piece and put it in my pocket for another project. Our slime mold is still growing fairly well on that stump. If we could get some rain, that thing would probably start bleeding. Because if memory serves, that is one of our bleeding funguses. It's just not mature enough to bleed yet. So we'll give it a few days and maybe we'll get some rain. Well, what a great day we're having. We saw that snapper and three deer, two of which were babies, and they look so cute. And here we are back out onto the land bridge. Nothing going on in the billabong. Nothing going on in the sub pond from this angle. But if we hook around and go over there, we might be able to see that snapper again. Let's go see if we can see that snapper one more time. We'll go see what he's doing. Doing his snappery snap business. Oh, snap. Okay. So we round this corner here. And I should be able to see him, but I don't. Where did he go? You wouldn't have thought he could move that fast, but he is now completely out of sight. Is it possible that he's underwater? It's not that deep. Is that him over there? I don't, maybe. Okay, well, Mr. Snapper, he is now doing different snapper stuff. And I can see some frogs on sticks. They're probably very nervous because they can no longer see the snapper either. And that snapper might be looking for the froggies to give them a chomp. Or what's that over there by that log? Is that a snapper halfway crawling up that log? Hard to tell from here. It's kind of far away. But okay, I think my day here at Heron Haven is done, so I'm turning around. And I'm going to start heading out. Heading out. The sun has gone behind the cloud again. That's nice. Uh-oh, I think it's coming back out. Quickly, under the canopy. You know, I could have sworn I needed to buy something from the store. What are they? I got sugar, I got waffles, I got some food. I was going to buy more food and I don't remember what it was. Doesn't matter. Okay, so what's going on up here? Nothing. This part of the forest is not having much action happening in it. Which is weird, because sometimes you see some mantis running around in here. But we're not seeing any mantis today. You know, we haven't seen any mantis in a few days. We might have to go out and have a specific day for looking for mantis. But right now, I kind of don't mind, because I did get to see those deers. And I like baby deers. Those guys are my friends. I thought I smelled something again, but no. Alright. So here I am, walking out of the forest. And that's pretty good timing, because it's also about that time when I normally say something like, "You have been listening to The Dubious Deer Spotting Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio." I'm back in front of the shed. I do not see any mati faces looking out from under the shed. And, well, I guess that's just as well, because it is time for me to be leaving. So, tune in tomorrow and each and every other day. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
This is DJ Kumata. Welcome to